Carl, first off, thanks for taking some time out here on the 29th of May to chat with us about what's happening on the farm there in Coles County. And as we catch up with you, how's the season been here in 2024?
Well, it's been a headache, as I call it. From early, we were setting good. And anhydrous on a half rate there in late March and till all the stalks that had been turbo-tilled last fall prepped their land. And then I think the 2nd of April came and March had been dry and then it started raining. We had like the 2nd day of April, I think we got like 2.3 inches. So we went from dry to wet and snap of a finger, you might say. And then the month of April stayed pretty wet. I don't have totally tiled fields. I've got tile on these, I call it, on my pondy areas, on the drummer ponds. And I felt like my soil wasn't ready. The neighbors were starting to go there, picking and choosing. Like I said, it was real wet. I think the month of April here on the farm here got 7.3 inches for the month. So that was in one rain, we got the amount of rain for the month of February, March, and one rain to start out. So it did a reversal for us this year. And then I didn't get anything done in April. I think I was sidelined for 45 days from the end of March till about the 13th of April or May. I started planting corn. So that's the scenario for me.
So started putting corn in the ground on the 13th of May. How's it been since then?
Well, it's been a little dry. We've had some showers and was able to get the corn in. I don't know, probably the last of it. I think I planted on about the 20th, and it's coming up already. I was over planting some beans next to it on that East farm, and it's coming up good now, so it's off and rolling. We've got a little showers over the weekend. I think we had Saturday morning, we had about 6 tenths. And then Sunday, we had about 8 tenths. So we were needing a little rain. It was drying out again. But we're going. There's some farms are done and some are still planting. And so it's quite a varied, varied rate here in Coles County.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing all over the place. So so you started with corn, finished the corn, and now you're doing beans, trying to get those finished up. Was the plan always to start with corn?
Well, not always, depending on when I got started. Since it was in May, I felt my emphasis to get the corn in the ground as pronto as possible, because you need to. I went up north and got some parts that Niemeyer Kubota up here north of Mattoon up by Humboldt, and there was a field that one day across from the business there. It was up and growing. It was planted in latter March. It looked John Deere yellow in color, looked good stand, but it needed sunlight. It just planted early, and I think his son said they started planting beans the 16th, 17th, and 18th of March. You see, it was drier then. They took a gamble and planted. And I think it's paying off.
Well, sure, yeah. with the crop that you mentioned, that stand on the corn looks good. Have you seen bean emergence with those beans you started planting?
Yeah, I'm standing here by the machine shed. That's first field I planted, and they're emerging now. And so they're not all up yet. So they're starting to break through the ground now and starting to come up on them first ones already. So I got a few more fields to go, so I just got through spraying a 60-acre field. Now I got to till it and get it ready and work that chemical in, a residual chemical, and then plant it. So that's on the docket for today.
How many acres do you think you got left there, Carl?
Well, the 60, you got 68. What is that? It's 60s, 120 almost there, and a 53, so about 170, 75 acres you have to put in the ground.
But the end's in sight, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take too long. You just keep keep it rolling. It's busy. It keeps you busy, but the end will come. So you just gotta keep going and keep everything moving. So.
You mentioned you had to spray a field before you could get into it. I've talked to some guys that had some troubles with weeds and keeping up with the weeds with the, you know, that warmth that we had in March and February kind of got everything going and had trouble keeping up with them. Do you see any problems like that?
Oh, yeah. On the farm there, it reminded me of 1974. It was worse that year, but we had quite a ground cover of weeds on the farm. Now, the guys that sprayed chemical last fall, it was holding and keeping it pretty weed-free, but it was wet, and I didn't get out there and spray, and I thought, you know, I'll till, and it kept getting uglier and uglier, and that cost extra. Some fields are tilling it three times to kill the weeds out, so extra work and extra time.
Extra money with the gas going across the field too, right?
Oh yeah, diesel's, you know, 3 something a gallon in the lower threes on farm diesel or whatever. So every acre you cover, you're just burning more money. Mm-hmm. Is what you're doing. So
you and I've talked in the past. You've had wheat in the past. Did you have any wheat out there this year?
Yeah, I've got a 40-acre field here southwest of the house, and it's actually turning right now, so I'm thinking by maybe the third week of June it may be ready. So it's starting to take on a yellow cast already, and it's heading home. I call it. Looks pretty good. I mean, the quality looks good. I had it aerial applied fungicide and insecticide here early May when it headed out, and actually I think it headed out earlier and I had it sprayed. So when it's ready, we'll have to jump.
But it looks good and ahead of schedule then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've cut weed as early as the 18th or 20th, and I think it'll be kind of on par on that. Of course, the weather dictates that. If it stays cool like it is these last few days, but it's supposed to warm back up, so it'll keep pushing us. Sun and heat really will dry that weed up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it's clouding me. I've got come back and side dress corn. I got to spray corn yet. So a lot of operations will be going on. So,
well, let's talk about that a little more detail, if you would, because that's something that a lot of folks may not realize, that once you get the crop in the ground, you still got to get back across it a couple of times, right?
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, I put half rate of anhydrous on. And then I'll come back in after the crop gets up good, and I'll side dress the other application to kind of, so to speak, not put all my eggs in one basket. And it puts it more to timing when the crop's going to use it more. So it's got some there early to feed off of, and then you'll give its last juice into the crop. For me, will be when I side dress it. So that'll be here in June. That'll come up pretty fast. I can't take off and start growing, so you'll have to hit it when it gets to the stage where it needs to be side dressed.
Mm-hmm. With the half rate that you put out beforehand, with all the rain that we've seen, any concerns about that not being there?
Well, I'm hoping it held. I always put N through and stuff down to nitrogen stabilizer. Like I said, we had 7.3 acres in April and May. Oh, I think we're just a little over 2 something for the month of May. So May's tending to be a little bit drier than it was last month, which is a godsend for me. So because it lets the soils dry out, so you can do what you want to do.
Do what you have to do at this point.
Right, right.
Yeah,
it's time. It's time. You know. Well, I call it mid-April, it's time to plant because this is about new or whatever. But we did have some light frost, but nothing killing there in late April there. And some of these guys had crops out of the ground that early planted, and they were picking and choosing where they went. If they had pretty tall fields, you could go because the ground was ready. But if I'd go look at my field, and I'd drive out there, and I'd say, well, this area is too wet, this area is too wet, so you wait. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was a little early to be driving around ponds yet or wet areas, but that's what you do. If you got totally tile fields, it's pretty uniform from one end to the other, and that lets you get across all the acres.
Are you still happy with, you know, with the decisions that you've made at this point, you know, with what you've, the crop that you've put in the ground, how you've put it in and done it right, so to speak?
It's a little bit late. Yeah, it's a little later, the corn going in, but I've got good emergence and the color's good, so I'm not too worried about that. Only trouble is it's just going to pollinate just a little bit later there in the more what you call the heat of summer than the early corn, but we don't know what that's to come yet, so mm-hmm. that'll be determined here if it's too warm or if it'd been better to add it in earlier, but my determination was played out by the rainfall, so it kept me out.
Yeah. Carl, kind of switching gears a little bit, one question I want to ask you. I had a farmer bring up these concerns, and I'm trying to ask some other guys about it, but he was telling me that he's pretty concerned about next year's crop and what he's going to do for herbicide control because he uses dicamba on his operation. Do you use any dicamba? And if so, is with the question marks out there around it, any concerns there?
Well, I've got dicamba beans, but I've never sprayed dicamba. I've got my license for it, but I've never sprayed the product. I use Roundup and Liberty. I've got Liberty Gene in the beans, so that's my program. I would think the guys that are just doing the dicamba or whatever, they're going to have to look at different chemistry and decide what they're going to do if they're going to plant beans for 2025.
Mm-hmm. Have you been satisfied with the Liberty system?
Yes, it does pretty darn good. Like I said, I'm putting, like this morning I was putting some residual down ahead of pre-plant, and I'll work that in the soil. I'm putting Prowl H2O down as some residual, and then I'll come back posting with my Liberty Roundup on top, so that'll come when the beans are getting ready to canopy and before the weeds get too big. It'll be pretty clean. They're just almost looks like you don't need to spray, but you go ahead and spray.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, you got that effect throughout the season then. So, well, Carl, I know you're busy, and I do appreciate you taking some time out. What kind of a, you know, 150-some acres of beans left to go. What kind of a window you think you need? You can get it done this week?
Yeah, if everything goes good, another few more days, another 3 days probably should get it wrapped up, like today's Wednesday. Maybe by Friday, they're talking rain Saturday already, so mm-hmm. hope to get them put in before the rain.
Yeah,
is what I'd like. So that'd be late May. That'd be, you know, 29th, 30th of May coming up. So that's getting to that window. Well, we've planted beans in June before around here. I think back to 1974 when the weeds were as high as the front end weights and you couldn't see the ground, and it was the 1st of June when we started to plant corn that year, so it's done this before.
So you've had the experience, and it sounds like you're still okay with it.
Well, we'll see how the year all pans out. The trouble with that year, we got a late start, and think back, that was 50 years ago, and the frost came in early. I think it was like 16th of September. It actually killed the corn and the bean crop. Normal is like the 20th of October, and it was a month early and should have been a month later in November, but it killed the corn crop and bean crop, and then it was hard to run that corn. It was light test weight. The beans were not ready to be mature, and it killed them. And so crops were short that year, and the quality was down, so it can do anything. I've seen it.
Well, hopefully we don't have that scenario, but that sounds like, you know, that later harvest is definitely a concern.
Yes, yeah, it'll be this year. I mean, you're going to be in October for sure cutting beans and starting the corn crop or whatever, not a September harvest date. Sometimes you're looking at mid-September, the third week of September, starting or whatever. But I'm thinking now it's going to be probably the first part of October before I'd get started or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Carl, best of luck with the rest of the planting season. I've taken way too much of your time as it is. I know you're a busy guy, so thank you for taking it out for us. Best of luck out there.
All right. Well, appreciate it. So